So, Chris, it's been several years since you've played Murray, but next Thursday is almost upon us now. What made this the right time to come back to Murray and play the stage of Lovett again?
Man, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to do it. I think it just got to be that it had been so long since I've played in Murray, Kentucky, which is where my folks still live, and I go back a couple times a year, that I just decided, you know what? if I don't just make this happen, it's not going to be the thing that, say, management goes, well, you know, we really got to hit this year. We got to hit New York. We got to hit San Francisco. We got to hit Chicago. And it's time to get to Murray. You know, that's not necessarily how you hear your manager speaking all the time. So this time I just went, you know what? Let's hit Murray State. And I'm so thrilled to get back there. And also, what a great way to start a tour, you know, with the kind of hometown crowd and my alma mater, although I left prematurely.
For those who don't know, now, you were famously born in California. You spent a lot of time in New York, but you did spend several years in Murray. I wonder if you have any reflections or places in Murray or just special memories that you think about when you do think of your time here.
One of the things that I think about often is I started cutting my teeth as a songwriter or a composer, however you want to think of it, on my parents' front porch there on Doran Road. And the way I can remember playing as the sun was setting, you know, particularly in the fall when the tobacco barn starts smoking, that beautiful smell wafting in the air, you know, as they're drying the tobacco and the fall colors harvest in full swing, playing music on my parents' front porch, that comes back to me all the time. And the joy that I would feel coming up with some little passage that I felt was my own. You know, wow, this is music that I just made. I made it out of thin air. It's the sense, although, of course, come to realize, while there are tiny aspects of things that are new, in essence, nothing is really that new. But those first baby steps into the actual creation of a little bit of music, that all happened for me in Murray. I wrote a little bit before I got to Murray, but I think I started finding my personal voice as a musician in Murray, Kentucky. I started practicing Bach for the first time in Murray out on that porch. I can remember being just an exhausted student. I had too many hours. You know, I think I did 18 music major hours, which are, you know, music major hours are a little different because everything requires, you know, there are rehearsal periods in addition to the actual classroom periods. And I was just so tired. Like, I can remember practicing some Bach, not for anything having to do with school, but just working on it on the mandolin, and I remember actually falling asleep while I was in the middle of the G minor presto. I was teaching. I was in the middle of it and woke myself up at the end of it, like having. So I made it through, I think, because I woke myself up with the descending arpeggio at the very end, and then I've come to and realized, like, I just played 2.5 minutes or a minute and a half of this piece while asleep. I remember, God, Elizabeth, you know, you're out there, you're trying to impress girls, you're trying to work on song. I remember trying to memorize lyrics, trying to see how many lyrics I could cram into my head, and improvising and playing, you know, playing mandolin renditions of what was popular, what was on the radio at that time. So, you know, a bunch of that mid-90s spit-shined pop music only on the mandolin, you know, in a completely vain effort to impress the girls that were wandering by. Playing in the actual stairwells with buddies. I remember a buddy of mine, David Rudabaugh, and I would play old Irish tunes. Joe Klotz from the music department, he and I would, this great Irish band Planksty, we would do those. We'd do sing-alongs in the lobby of the music department, you know, and dream about bands that we would start or you know, music that we would be a part of eventually. It's something I think about a lot. And, you know, since my parents are still there, I get to actually, you know, I get to wander around on campus every now and then and think about that. I really cherish the time that I spent at Murray State. So much of what music means to me, I learned, you know, I took my first steps there.
Well, as we're gearing up for next Thursday, have you even thought about your set list yet? Any thoughts at all yet on what you'll be presenting?
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about it. It's the first of a fairly extensive solo tour. I have a solo catalog that I'll be dipping into fairly extensively. There'll be a little bit of Bach. There'll be some things of mine, both old and new. I think, if the good Lord's will and the creek don't rise, I think I'll have some brand new material to show y'all. I'm working on a long-ish solo piece, just kind of mandolin and singing. That'll be more or less through composed, and I have a couple, I don't know if movements is the right word, songs, areas of music. I have a couple things that I think are going to be done enough to play for you guys. If I can get some lyrics whipped into shape here, I think maybe a little of that. Maybe a little bit of Bach that I have only performed a little bit. Maybe dive into some stuff from other projects, you know, whether it be Punch Brothers or Nickel Creek or some other things. Safe to say it won't be any one thing.
Chris, I've got to ask you before you leave. I heard you this past weekend on a Prairie Home Companion. You sounded great, both playing music and on the skits.
Thank you.
You have, my friend, a fairly large pair of red shoes that you're going to try to fill. Is there anything that you want to talk about in your transition to hosting a Prairie Home Companion?
Yeah, man. Wow. Certainly did a lot of Prairie Home Companion listening while I was in Murray, Kentucky. In fact, I played the show for the first time right after I moved to Murray. I think I was 15. We'd been there for certainly no more than a year at that point, having moved from Southern California. And my mom and I flew, might have been one of the first gigs I ever flew to. They flew me out for a young artist show. I was raised on that show. You know, I mean, it's just the way that Garrison spins a yarn, you know, the way he engages an audience to the point that they're so engaged that they're transported to somewhere else. One of his greatest gifts is the ability to help us remember how special things that we might consider to be mundane are. If we just take a step back and think about, you know, the last truly wonderful tomato you had, you know, a little bit of salt, just a great fresh tomato, that kind of thing. The way he's able to do that, and I think even when I was little, I knew that was brilliant, that was odd, that the show was providing something for people that they just couldn't get anywhere else. And now the opportunity to carry on that tradition, but then also try and make it mine. I mean, I just can't even tell you how thrilling that is. I'm starting to rear back, getting ready to throw that first pitch. I'm really excited.
Chris, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today, and I know everybody here in Murray is looking forward to hearing you next Thursday when you take the stage once again at Lovett Auditorium. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see y'all. It's been too long. Let's do it.